So tomorrow, even if somebody finds a new planet, I cannot increase the number of signs, nor can I decrease them. Am I clear about this? Very often I find some astrologers telling, no, but a new Chiron has been found, and perhaps they have found something else, and probably tomorrow while taking bath, he just found another one hanging around there. No! The number of signs is not based upon the number of planets. Be clear about it. The number of signs is based upon a relationship between the sun and the moon. That is why they are called sun signs. When is he going to shine in my life? The sun, that is why they are called in Vedic astrology as the Dvadasa Aditya. Can you read that? The Dvadasa means 12. Aditya means the sun as the giver. Now, the sun as the giver, not the sun as the planet sun over there. The sun as the giver. Here is the Sanskrit from Shatapatha Brahmana, which clearly defines it. So a space of 360 degrees has been divided into 12 signs on the basis of a conjunction between the sun and the moon. And we have got our first paradigm, or the third principle of Jyotish, that is the time and space equation. What is time? Time is nothing but the movement of the sun. And what is space? The distance it has moved. The angular distance it has moved. This time-space equation of the sun defined the month, or defined the sun sign, as 30 degrees. So if tomorrow somebody were to ask you why there are not 13 signs or why there are not 14 signs, I am sure you all have an answer. I hope I will never hear again from that one of my students who attended this lecture, went around saying that, no, perhaps I found something while taking bath today. There's no space for him. Stay out. The seats are full. Okay? We are clear about it. Now, we have got the 12 signs, and after the 12 signs, we define two more. Now, 12 signs. What is the important thing about the 12 signs? Every material thing that you desire, every energy that you desire, you know, energy-mass equation of Einstein, mass can be converted to energy and vice versa. Everything that you desire, whether it is energies or whether it is physical being, in solid, liquid or gaseous form, will come only from these 12 Adityas. There is nothing in these worlds, now or future, that will be discovered, that can come from outside this paradigm. So who are the givers? Who is the real giver? Not the sun. It is a sun sign. The sun is only a planetary thing over there. It is different from the time-space equation. It's a field in space called Aditya. In spirituality, he is called Ram. Data ek Ram, bhikari sari duniya. The giver is Ram, the whole world is the beggar. The Aditya. He is the giver. So whenever you want something, you know whom to ask. You want a car, don't go around asking the Rudras, they'll break your car. Okay? No point. You'll break it even before you got it. Ask the Aditya. Okay? You lost something, you want to know where it is. Ask the Aditya. He'll find it. So how many have we got now? Have we got 33? We got to reach that golden figure of 33 somehow. Have we got 33? 31. Two are missing. And these two are called Indra and Prajapati. This is the fourth principle of Jyotish. The fourth fundamental principle of Jyotish, called Indra and Prajapati. How many of you have heard of Prajapati? Good. Any Hindu who has ever got married will know of Prajapati. Because he is supposed to be doing the function of Prajapati. Praja means the people. in every, I mean, the ants, for the ants, the ant kingdom, the ant god is Prajapati. He would probably be a big ant. I mean, I don't know how they think. Probably be a big ant with lots of strength, lots of procreation abilities. So Prajapati is he who procreates. Who has created us? So we all belong to the human kingdom. I mean, most of us at least do. Okay. And here, it is Prajapati who is the common deity for all of us. He created you. He created me. He is our creator. And what is that Prajapati? In which, in any chart, where do you find him? He is the ascendant, the first house. The cusp of the first house. For every horoscope, for any chart, living or non-living, anything that has been created, the Prajapati is the first house. So if you want your first house to be strong, you worship Prajapati. Here, in fact, Yajnam or Yajna is defined as the praise of the Prajapati, the praiseworthy one. We praise him. Why? Because he's created us. He deserves to be praised, having given us the opportunity to finish our karma. Next is the Indra, the throne. At any point of time, when you go out on the street, look up in the sky. Which is the throne? Go on, Mark. Which is the throne? The 10th house. 10th house. You all agree on that? 10th house is the throne. Why? Why not the 4th house? The highest point? Are you sure that's the reason why it is the throne? Go on. What was that? Ruled by Jupiter? Digbala of the sun? Yes. The Karaka of Mars? Digbala of Mars also. You see, the point is, he to whom you have to look like that is the king. He to whom you look like that is your servant. He to whom you look like that is your equal. So the first important thing we learn from this Prajapati Indra lesson is you should learn to look at your wife like that. She's in the 7th house. Same level. Most of us are like this. That's where the problem arises. You're going to have problems if you look at your wife like that. Or if you look at her like that. Oh. Both ways you'll have problems. Both ways. Be equal. Okay. So you know exactly what is the 10th house. The 10th house is Indra. He's the ruler. He's a swarga or heaven. Where we can go if we have a lot of good karma. The heavens will open and all the beautiful dancing ladies are there and they'll do all beautiful things for you. I don't understand this logic. I didn't sin in this world to go to heaven and sin again. Something is wrong. Indra's kingdom is having a lot of dancing women and everybody's drinking wine out there. I mean, I can do it here. Why do you have to go there to find heaven?